This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least three sailors were killed in a Houthi missile attack on a Red Sea merchant ship on Wednesday, British and U.S. officials said. The first fatalities reported since the Iran-aligned Yemeni group began strikes against shipping in one of the world's busiest sea lanes. The Houthis, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, claimed responsibility for the attack, which set the Greek-owned Barbados-flagged ship ablaze around 100 kilometers off the coast of Yemen's port of Aden. The Houthis have been attacking ships in the Red Sea since November in what they claim is a campaign in solidarity with Palestinians during the war in Gaza. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, ended her long-shot challenge to Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The former South Carolina governor's decision to bow out of the contest ensures that former President Donald Trump will be the Republican Party's candidate in a November rematch with Democratic President Joe Biden. Haley made her announcement in Charleston, South Carolina, a day after Super Tuesday, when Trump beat her soundly in 14 of 15 Republican nominating contests.
I have no regrets.
Haley congratulated Trump on his victory, but unlike most of the other former Republican contenders to challenge the presumptive nominee, she pointedly declined to endorse him for now.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. People in eastern Congo say a rebel group with alleged links to neighboring Rwanda has seized a town in the conflict-hit region following attacks that caused at least 10 deaths and displaced thousands. A local civil society leader said Wednesday thousands were fleeing toward Goma, which is eastern Congo's largest city.